house of the Lord? And are we ready to listen to the word of God? Amen. Amen. As I was just sitting there, I just thought, okay, as a family, I'm able to share this. Ravali was saying, for the first time, I'm feeling a bit nervous when you are speaking. And I said, I'm feeling the same. But praise God. We welcome Holy Spirit to lead and guide it through. It's not what I bring or what I want to share, but it's the Holy Spirit who wants to share and also meet the need of what we have come for. Yes, it's been a very busy week, eating too much everywhere. Pastor is not happy because he missed sausages. He's going to miss. And also, he missed last night. We had a very lovely meal, Pastor, if you haven't seen the pictures or anything. There were sausages as well in the menu. But we had a lovely time as men. Yes, and there were so many topics that we discussed on where only men can speak there. But also, in everything, we praised God. And possibly, as I was reading as one of the articles, we come across about 100,000 words, or if I have to be precise, 105,000 words, either we read or hear every day as a human being. Either we see them or we hear them. And 34 gigabytes of the information that passes through our minds. So there is so much that happens in our minds and in our heads when we are talking, listening, speaking, communicating. Some of the areas we speak because it needs to be communicated. We speak because we feel we have to give an opinion. Or we speak about something to make sure we have some knowledge. Or also to give some knowledge, to impart knowledge. We speak about these, we grasp, we hear, we learn. But is everything that we speak, do we believe in it? Whatever we say, I would like to read a couple of things here before I could go into that. There was a pastor who was preaching in a minefield. And he went there and asked the coal miners in there. He pulled out one and asked, "What do you believe in your church?" And he says, "Well, I believe the same as the church." And then the pastor asks, "Okay, what does the church believe then?" "Well, they believe the same as me." Seeing this, he was sure he was not getting anywhere. So he asked, "What is that you both, the church and you, believe?" And he says, "Well, I suppose the same thing." So what is it, the same thing that he believes or the church believes? What is it that we come here talk about? What is spoken or stated is the only way to gauge someone's stance on an issue. But it is impossible to know what the person really thinks about it. Anybody can give an opinion. But what does the person think about what he's saying? And here comes the question. Do we believe what we say we believe? Do we strongly believe that, yes, these are the things I believe in, and I trust in the words that what I say I believe? This has been a challenging week for me, as much as I've been enjoying with my food. But at the same time, so many decisions being made, so much to think about. I've been through a huge thought process. And I was thinking, if I believe what I believe, what has God called me to believe, it should make it easy for me. I know it doesn't make it easy, but at least it should help. Trusting in Lord, yes, I know what I'm saying, I am believing. What I am seeing, I am believing. What God has called me to do, I am believing. And few decisions are made easily on that basis. And God helped me through making those decisions. At the same time here, it's easy when we come and we say that what we believe. But when it comes to few areas, do we believe? There was an amazing song Pastor sang this morning. Father, I place into your hands that I know I don't know. Father, I place to your hands that I have, I don't have. When we sing this, do we believe that we put everything in our Father's hands? And when we are saying, thank you for the cross, Lord, is that we say what we believe to say, thank you, Lord, for that cross, that I am not condemned anymore. I'm not guilty anymore. I'm not the sinner that I used to be, or I'm not in the same place I used to be. And then what we believe is not a full feel-good belief. What we believe is the belief that changes lives, trusting in God. And it is sometimes, yes, I feel good of what I do. It's not that we are here to feel good. We are here to believe what God has asked us to believe and He has given us something to do. We believe that Holy Spirit is in our midst. I have always been learning, and I've said this so many times, but I have to say this. When Holy Spirit is amongst us and in our place, it's very unlikely that nothing happens. When God moves, it is unlikely that nothing happens. There should be something that God has to stir up in our hearts, in our minds, in our lives, being transformed. Do we believe what we say we believe? I would just like to come to a few areas of very probably basic things. But I want to really, what God laid on my heart. Through this year, we have been through different situations. Everyone in the church. Good ones, we celebrated, hallelujah. Bad ones, we knelt down, prayed. Some of us got victory when we praised God, hallelujah. Some of the areas God made us through, held our hands, and He made us walk through those situations. Praise God. No matter what situations we have been, one thing is assured for everybody, and I do believe what I say is our Father is faithful. He has been faithful in every walk of our life, and we, everybody in this church, can testify it and saying, Lord, I thank you for 2019 that you have been with me. You have been faithful to me. No matter what the enemy has bringing over me, I stand up and say, Lord, I am still standing because I trust in the name of the Lord. Those who are trusting in the chariot, those who are trusting in the horses, they have fallen down. I have seen them, but I am still standing because I trust in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we can testify that today to say, yes, we are standing all through 2019. Yes, it hasn't been an easy year. It hasn't been good for everybody. But you know what? My Father has been good to me. He is a good, good Father. His ways have been perfect in my life. His ways have been perfect in your life because he promised, I give you the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, all the way through, and he has been with me in every situation. Hallelujah. This is where I believe what I believe and I say what I say I learned. We praise God. It's amazing. His love is amazing. It can't be just spoken about. His love has surrounded me in a place where I thought, you know what? This can't be anymore. But only I came out saying, my Father is faithful. And you know what? Sometimes, though you have known, the enemy brings back what you have done in the past and throws at you few areas and few things you're thinking. Do you think really you are as good as you think you are? And I had to answer, through the blood of Jesus, I am. Because I believe what I say I believe. Because the word, what we speak, has power. It is not just believing. It is also whoever believes and confesses through mouth. And I confessed. And that's where I'm standing here to say, what I believed is the power of the Holy Spirit. And what I believe I say is what I believe. I just want to go through few areas. Few people, what it made them to stand out. We know these stories very well. We know them very well. But I just want to bring it back to, do we stand in a place when somebody asks you a question? What is your stance, or what way do you stand in what you believe? The word of God in 1 Peter 3:15, it says, 13 to 18, 1 Peter 3, 13 to 18, but 15 says, instead, you must worship Christ as Lord of your life. And if someone asks about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it. Always be ready to explain it. As a believer, when we are questioned, when we are queried, when we are given, are we able to give an answer and stand, this is my hope, this is where I stand, and this is how I answer my questions? And to find that out, I'll just look through few areas. One, how far I have known or what I have known. If we look at Abraham, Genesis chapter 15, 1 to 6, it says, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward. Abram said, Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless? And the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. Then Abram said, look, you have given me no offspring. Indeed, one born in my house is my heir. And God says, hold on. We might be settling in for something that we think what we do. But God has his plans and stronger word what he says. Verse 4, behold, the word of the Lord came to him saying, this one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir. Then he brought him outside and said, Look now toward heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them. And he said to him, so shall be your descendants. Where we stand, what we look at, the circumstances, where we look at thinking, this is it where my situation has been. This is the place. I don't see anything what you are saying. But God took him out of his tent where he was to say, can you see the stars? Can you count the stars? So will be your descendants. One who is at the age where he can't have children, old person there, and God is promising something. And what really helped me was verse 6. He believed in the Lord. He believed in the Lord. He did not believe in his ability. He did not believe in what energy he has or strength he has. He did not believe in the weaknesses what he has. He did not believe around surroundings. I was praying for somebody. I phoned and I sent a text message saying, I'm praying for you this week. You have been on my mind. And when I said to that person, the person said, thank you very much that you have been praying. There has been an important thing that has been happening in my life. So I really appreciate your prayers. And I said, I don't want to say that circumstances will be changed. I don't want to say the things that you are going through that will be removed. Or I don't want to say that you will win a favor of man or favor of some officials. But what have been my prayer is in believing in the promise of God to win the favor of God. Everything might be against. Every situation might be against. What the process we have gone through is painful. But believing in what God has promised in our lives. 2019, coming to the end. Right, okay, this is the last, not last Sunday of the year, just to remind you. But this will be my last sermon in 2019. Pastor will be preaching the rest of the sermons. So I thought, okay, let me bring that message, what God has laid on my heart, to bring it to you. Yes, God has given us promise in 2019. You might be looking at it and thinking, that hasn't been fulfilled yet. I have been praying on with every time that I have to be praying on with, but I haven't still been successful. Maybe it hasn't been successful for years that I have been looking through. But you know what? One thing, depending on what God is able to do, depending on believing in what God has promised, the same thing to Abraham. He said, it accounted it for him to be his righteousness. What we believe, depending on God, what God has given you the promise, what God gave you is going to do in our lives, in your lives. It's not always going to be personally for us, but as if we see it through the descendants, how blessing it has been for others that God has done in our lives. How God has used us to be a blessing in other people's lives. I've been to Uganda, as you are all aware. Yes, that was much waited. I've been changing the dates again and again. But when I met Paul, he said, Paul is the guy who is taking care of the school and also ministering there. He said, Joel, this trip couldn't have been better at any other time. God is a way maker, and God brought you here for a particular reason, for a particular purpose. I've been with on my own ideas to go there, but God completely had different ideas to do. It has been a blessing for me to learn, but at the same time, Paul was in tears saying, this has actually transformed my life completely. I don't remember when was the last time I had somebody tapping on my shoulders, hugging me to say, we love you, we care for you, we are praying for you. And the love that has been shown to them from this church, to all those people in there, they really appreciated it. It is not about what we think, what we do, our abilities or the circumstances, but God in obedience when we go, when we believe what is God doing, and when we go there, God transforms lives. And it's not only for our benefit, but the benefit of others too. I just want to say one more story, which is well known as well. A very well-known story, Noah and the flood. If we think Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time. One, God kept his covenant with Abraham. Two, this is quite a serious thing that God is dealing with. But I believe what I believe, what I say, I believe. God deals with serious issues like sin. He doesn't leave things easily to pass by. He's God of justice. And he deals with it as it is to be dealt with. That's what happened in Noah's time. When we look at the story of four friends bringing a paralyzed man to Jesus, what Jesus said was not to get up and go. Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. Jesus doesn't want to deal with the symptoms if we have been going through and we are asking few areas. Jesus wants to deal with the cause. That's what happened with that paralyzed man. Your sins are forgiven. Get up and walk. When there was no way for that paralyzed man to come in, but Jesus made the way, not from outside to in, but inside to out, to be a blessing for many on this beach or seaside. God deals with those cause and the reason rather than the symptom. Here in Noah's story, some of us, which probably some churches have compromised to say, God is loving. Yes, he is loving. God is gracious. He is gracious. God is jealous God. Our God is holy God. And he wants us to be in that place where he wants us to be. Not by our own deed of what we can do in our strengths, but by the precious blood of Jesus. And he sees through us. At this time, God dealt with the people in there. When God saw those people. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people on the earth had corrupted their ways. So God said to Noah, I am going to put an end to all people. It's sad. It's sure, as a creator, grieves his heart. But he is God of justice. He is just God. And on a serious note, when I was reading this, yes, our country has been going through so much turmoil and everything that has been happening. Let me plead you to pray for our town, for our nation. If we don't stand up and sow the seeds right now for what we are supposed to do, there will be no harvest in the generations to come, which is a very serious problem. It is our duty, yes, because of our forefathers, the generations who went before us, done the job, have worked hard, and we are reaping the benefits of those sitting here without any danger, without any insecurity. But if we do not continue what is left, it's going to be serious issues for the generations to come. And it is scary to think about my sons as well, what they would be. I would just like to tell a story. I might have said this, but I think it's appropriate to say this again. Two crabs, mom and dad, bring their two children, two little crabs, to a tortoise. And because tortoise usually is wise. However, I don't know why it is depicted, but yes. Or maybe old one, I don't know how it is, but yes. And then these parent crabs hands over these two little crabs and says, "We are giving it to you to teach them how to walk straight. So how much time do you need?" So the tortoise says, "Okay, give me 4 weeks and come back." So the crabs, parent crabs go away. And then they come back after 4 weeks. And the parents ask, "Okay, let me see my children, how they are walking." Crabs, they walk sideways. Most of them, okay, there will be some who are, which is exceptional, yes, some species might. Crabs walk always sideways. So the parents' crab ask the tortoise, "You said you were going to change this." And the tortoise says, "Can you walk and show me?" To the parents. And the parents walk sideways. And how do you expect your children to walk straight if you're walking sideways? If I don't do what I'm supposed to be doing now, how can I expect my children to do what I want them to do? Even in reaching or doing or whatever that needs to be done for the glory of God. And what God has entrusted me with, the word of God, which I believe in what I say, what I believe, I do believe. If I am not walking in what I am believing and saying, how will my children continue doing? Yes, we do believe, we come, but I'm asking, when God promised that He is going to give us the Comforter and the Holy Spirit who will teach us, are we earnestly seeking for what we need to do? The great evangelist, Ronald Bonkay, is gone home now. And I've read one of his quotes. He says, "If as much the church is becoming less of having Holy Spirit, it is giving more coffees and drinks and other ways of bringing in the people. When the Holy Spirit is there, people come there. It doesn't have to be something. There is no substitute. There is no substitute for the work of the Holy Spirit. And there is no substitute for what God has given us, the Word of God, and what He wants to do and what He has believed." Right. Noah, when he was given this, he believed what God said. Both of them, when we see, leave Abraham, leave your nation and go on. He did what God said. And when Noah When God spoke to Noah, he did what God asked him to do. Though people looked at him as a foolish man, though people laughed at him in the size of the ark that is being built, being obedient and in believing what God said and having faith, he continued and we see the result of what he has done. And God did not only speak to Abraham and Noah. God even speaks today. And God has spoken to you. If anybody is doubting that God hasn't spoken to you, let me assure you from here, God has spoken to you. But the problem is whether you hear it, listen to it, act upon it, is that your problem? But God is speaking. God is raising up people. And as we are seeing so many areas that are happening outside and out in the world, we know God is preparing his people. If you're not raising up, if you're not believing in what we are believing, we should put our act together and also move forward in actually trusting God and to say, Lord, yes, I believe what you are saying. We might have tried everything. I will be closing in 5 minutes. You know, in Uganda, 5 minutes is an hour. I learned it. So I'm going to continue with that. I really learned some good things in Uganda. Yes, if you say 10 o'clock, you don't come until 12 o'clock anyway. So if that happens, yes, I've got 5 more minutes here. So you have to wait for an hour. Maybe we have tried everything this year in our own effort. We know a very familiar story again. But believing in what God says changes things. John chapter 21, verse 6. Then Jesus said, throw out your net on the right-hand side of the boat, and you will get some. So they did, and they couldn't haul in the net because there were so many fish in it. They believed what Jesus said. By trade, they are fishermen. They know what time, when the fish will be. They have been doing it all their life. But when they come out, when Jesus said, they acted upon it. Right. No matter what I have been trying through. Peter might be thinking in his head, I have done it all night. And you are just telling me, not just throwing the net, throw it onto your right-hand side. I don't know if Peter is a left-handed person or right-handed person. But if he's a right-handed person, I'm sure he would have thrown the net towards the right-hand side all the way through. Unless he's a left-handed throwing it the other way. Maybe we have tried everything. Maybe we have tried it on our own strength. Maybe we have tried on our own skill. Maybe we have tried with our own knowledge. Maybe we have tried in our own comfort. But when Jesus says, it's not only Peter, but probably the whole creation heard his voice for the fish to come to the place where he ordered them to be, to fall in the net. When Jesus orders us and being obedient to it, the things which may have all over the place and you are thinking that this is not going to happen or I have tried all the way through, if through his voice, when he could calm the storm, when he could make those fishes come to the net, Is there anything impossible that God can't do? Is there anything that is impossible for our God? The one who has created the whole universe. With his word, everything came into existence. Now, yes, we've been gone through, we have been in a different situations all through, hard times, good times. But one thing I want to say this afternoon, when God asks us to put the net on the right-hand side, may that be the last thing we should be doing. Listening to his voice and say, I believe, not by the fruit. Fruit comes after what we believe. Not looking at the circumstances or situations, but by just believing what the word of God says. It might not make sense at the time. It might sound very much out of the place. It might sound anything that is really not relevant. But what I've decided is to believe what I say I believe when God says to believe. Abraham did. He's called to be righteous. Noah did. Saved his family. Peter did. Caught the fish. You do it. You may save your nation. When you come onto the knees, you may be called to be the place where God wants you to be to save the nation, to save your town, to save your family. Through the Holy Spirit, when he is speaking, let's surrender and say, I believe in what I say, I believe. It's not just because I come, I've been here regularly, not by the knowledge, but just because of what God can do. Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. If I believe that, I do believe that. May that be the doctor reports which are saying, oh, this is going to be hard. I believe what my God says that I believe. The situations, circumstances, finances, everything, when we look at it and you think this is impossible. With man, I do agree, is impossible. But with my God, all things are possible. With my God, all things are possible. With my God, all things are possible. That's where, and I believe that all things are possible through the name of Jesus, the name above all names. When he says that word, it happens. And one thing that I believe, which I can't really, really end without saying this, my God did not buy me with those worthless gold or silver, but what he bought me is with the precious blood of Jesus. If I know the value, my value is the blood of Jesus. No matter what people tell me, useless, whatever you think, what I believe is what my God says that I believe, that I am bought. I am at the price that is put on my head is the blood of Jesus. No matter anybody else say otherwise, what I believe is what I believe that God has told me to believe. And I am not turning it back from what it is. I believe my word that God has given me, the word of God. I believe it. It is not a feel good paraphrase or a verse to read for the day, but it is the living word which transforms lives and which has transformed me, which transformed people before me, which transformed generations and also will transform the generations to come. God bless you.